Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Anna Ruth Stevenson was arraigned in Huron County District Court on a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated stemming from a June 20th incident. Stevenson entered a plea of not guilty. Judge Ferris set bond at $3,500, which has been posted, while the court ordered standard conditions prohibiting alcohol and drug use. An exception was granted for Stevenson's employment as a professional singer, allowing her to work in establishments that serve alcohol, provided she does not consume. The court set a deadline of July 13th for plea offers, with a follow-up hearing scheduled for August 6th. And Emily Rose Wall appeared in court today to face a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated, stemming from an alleged incident on June 21st, 2026, during the arraignment, a plea of not guilty was entered on her behalf. Judge Ferris established a scheduling order requiring all discovery, witness lists, and plea offers to be filed by July 13th. A mandatory in-person plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for August 6th, 2026. Wall is currently in the process of retaining counsel. She remains free on $3,500 bond, which has already been posted. The court imposed strict conditions, including a prohibition on possession of or consumption of alcohol and controlled substances, as well as a requirement to participate in random testing through pretrial services. And Alexander Lee Johnson appeared in district court today to face charges stemming from an incident on June 20th. Judge Ferris presided as Johnson was arraigned on two misdemeanor counts of operating while intoxicated and carrying a concealed pistol while under the influence of alcohol. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney entered a plea of not guilty on behalf of his client. The court noted that a $3,500 bond has been posted. Conditions of that bond include a strict prohibition on alcohol and controlled substances, as well as a ban on entering establishments where alcohol is served. The prosecution must submit plea offers and discovery by July 13th, with an in-person plea cutoff hearing scheduled for August 6th. And when we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building sponsory message, we'll continue with your local news.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting. It's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, an 80-year-old Bay County man has died following a two-vehicle crash in Merritt Township. Authorities say the collision happened around 3:30 Thursday afternoon at the intersection of Knight and West Kinney Roads. Investigators report the man was driving south on Knight Road in a Chevrolet Traverse when he failed to stop at the intersection and collided with a Chevrolet Silverado. The driver of the Traverse died from injuries sustained in the crash. His wife, who was riding with him, was airlifted to a hospital and is expected to recover. The Silverado driver was also hospitalized with injuries that are not considered life-threatening. The Bay County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate the circumstances surrounding the crash. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.